Today's Mishnah Nesechet Idiot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh, is Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. So, we just learned yesterday that there's no question at all about an Eiver Min HaChai, that Eiver is definitely Tameh. But now the question is, what about other dinim that apply to a mace? In the case of a mace, a kezayit min abos, boser min amed, is metame ba'ono. And an etzem kisaora of a mate is metame b'maga u'b'mas. What is the equivalent din when it comes to a kezayis boser that is taken off of an aver min achai? Or what is the din of an etzem kisaora that is taken out of an Eiver Min HaChai? So let's start with the din of Kezayit Basar. Kezayit Basar HaPoresh Mi Eiver Min HaChai, Rabbi Eliezer says it's Tameh, the same as Kezayit Basar Min HaMeit. Mashen Ken Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Nechunya, they disagree, and they say it's Tahor, the same way that the din of Basar Min HaChai is completely Tahor, so too, Boser Min HaEver Min HaChai is also completely Tahor. What is the din of an Etzem Kisaora HaPoresh Mi Eiver Min HaChai? Well, in that case, if we're talking about a bone that would be Metame B'mago B'masa, Rabbi Nechunya is Metame it, as if it's an Etzem Kisaora Min HaMeit, and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are metire. Oh, that's weird. So we've got some changes over here in the Svara of Rebbe Eliezer, because over here, Rebbe Eliezer all of a sudden joins up with Rebbe Yoshua and says that the Etzem is Tahar. Up until now, Rebbe Eliezer has been the one that's being metame. And what also happened over here is that Rebbe Yoshua sticks with his din that it's Tahar, but Rabbi Nechunya, in this case, flipped into taking over the position of Rabbi Eliezer, and he says that it's Tameh. So this is really strange. So we've got essentially, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Basar is Tameh, Etzem is Tahar. According to Rabbi Nechunya, it's mirror image. The Basar is Tahar, but the Etzem is Tameh. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, everything is Tahar, except, of course, the entire Eiver. But even if you take off a Kezayis Basar, it's Tahar, and if you take out an Etzem Kisaora, it's Tahar. So really, the only consistent Shita here is Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua holds that only the Eiver Min HaChai is Tameh. Any parts of that, whether it's talking about Basar, it's talking about Etzem, any parts of it are Tahar. Okay, so if we have very clearly, we now understand the way that the different shitot stack up, we can continue now and think about what they said to each other. So Rabbi Nechunya and Rabbi Yoshua addressed Rabbi Eliezer, and they said to him, why is it that you are so inconsistent? Let's start. Why do you say that a Kezayis Basar that is Poresh Mi Eiver Min HaChai was Tameh? So he said, well, if the whole Eiver Min HaChai is exactly the same as a maid, it's the same as a maid shalem. It's metame ba'ohel, just like an actual maid is metame ba'ohel. So I was thinking that in the same way that if you take a kezayis basar min amet, it's actually metame ba'ohel. So ma hamet kezayit basar poresh mimenu is tameh, af eiver min achai kezayit basar poresh mimenu yet tameh. Because an eiver min achai is the equivalent of an entire mace. So if a kezayis basar from an entire mace is metameh, so then a kezayis basar from an eiver min achai should also be metameh. Doesn't that make sense? So they said to Rabbi Eliezer, no. I mean, it may make sense to somebody else, but to you it shouldn't make sense. Because, look, Maybe the reason that Kezai is Basra, that's Parash Ben Amet is Tame, is because an Etzem Kisaora that comes from a mate is also Tame. You know? Because if the Torah is Machmer on an Etzem, so it would make perfectly good sense that we're Machmer also on the Basra. But how does that justify being Metame a Kezai is Basra from an Avram and Achai? Because you yourself said that the Etzem Kisaora from the Avram and Achai is not treated the same as the mate. So you're being completely inconsistent. And now they asked together, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua ganged up to ask Rabbi Nechunya, who is also Mr. Inconsistent. So they said to him, Mara ita latame etzem kisaora haporesh mi Avram and Achai. Why did you say that even an etzem kisaora that comes from an Avram and Achai will be metami b'mago b'masa? And he said to them, well, I was thinking that it only makes perfectly good sense if Matsinu Avram and Achai has the same din as a meit shalem. Well, in a meit shalem, an etzem hakisaora that's poresh bimenu is tame. So the same din should apply to an Avram and Achai, where an etzem kisaora poresh bimenu yetame, right? And of course, they say to him exactly the same thing that they had ganged up on Rabbi Eliezer about. They said to him, no, absolutely not, because maybe if you want to be metame and etzem kisaora that comes from a mate, that makes sense, because basra parash min hamet is also tame. But how does that allow you to be metame and etzem kisaora that is parash from an Avram and Achai if you yourself say that an Avram and Achai is not the equivalent of a mate because you said a kizayit basar from an Avram and Achai is tahar? So this doesn't make sense. I mean, you guys are both inconsistent. Amrula l'Rebbe Eliezer. I mean, why are you mechalek midotecha? Why are you acting over here inconsistently? I mean, either be metame both cases of Avram and Achai or Basar min Achai, or I shouldn't say min Achai, Basar min ha-Avram min Achai, or Etzem min ha-Avram min Achai, of course. Either be metame both the Basar and the Etzem, or be metire both the Basar and the Etzem. Why is there any difference? Amar lahem, well, I can explain that very, very well. I can point out to you that we are always more metame when it comes to basar than when it comes to bone. Because, first of all, basar is something that is very easily metame. If you have a nevela, you have a sheretz, the basar is tame. And that is not true about the atzamot. Bones from a nevela are not metame. Bones from a sheretz are not metame. So since basar is more chamor, it made sense to me to learn out the tumah of the basar of the minha aver minha chai and to understand that that's the same as a mate, but not the etzamais, which we're always making on. And I'll tell you more, says Rebbe Eliezer. Dover acher. We find there's more tuma to basar because an aver from achai that has basar karaui is metame b'maga u'b'masa u'b'ohel. So in order for that aver to be metame, it has to have etzem, basar, and gidi. Now, the moment that you take away basar from that aver min achai, as long as there's enough basar left that it would, if it would have still been attached to the body, it would have been able to regrow, it's still considered to be an Avram and Achai that's tame. But any amount of etzem that is missing, it's not considered to be any more a full Avram. And at that moment, it becomes completely tahor. So again, basar obviously is more chomer. And even a little bit of basar that's left, if it's enough to regrow, is enough to be metame, continue to be metame, the aver min ha-chai. Masha'en came once any little bit of etzem is gone, there's no longer any tuma at all. So I think, says Rabbi Eliezer, it makes much more sense to learn out the basar, which the Torah is more machmir on, and that it should be metame even from an aver min ha-chai, than to learn out the etzem. And then they turned to Rabbi Nechunya. Here, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua came to attack Rabbi Nechunya. Why are you so inconsistent? Mara'ita lachalok midotecha. Make up your mind. If you're going to compare an Aver min ha-chai to a mate, either be metame shnehem, both the basar and the etzem, or taher b'shnehem. Where do you come off saying that the etzem is more reliable to be tame than the basar? Amar lahem, I will explain to you gladly why I think that the tumah on the etzem is more likely than the tumah on the basar. If you would take basar directly from the chai, not from an aver min ha-chai, the din is that the basar that is perish min ha-chai is tahor, as we've explained. Nobody argued on that. But an aver that is perish min ha-chai, and it is kibriyato, meaning that it still has basar, etzem, and gidim, is tame. So what does that mean to you? It means that basar alone is not tame, but when it's got the bone with it, it is tame. So that means that bones are more important and more likely to actually be metame, even though the basar is not. So therefore, if there would be, let's imagine, a case where there are no atzomes. So let's say you take out a liver from a living body. Well, I guess we shouldn't take out his liver, it'd be in bad shape. Let's take out a kidney. So if you take out a kidney, is that kidney metame? No. Why? Isn't it an aver min ha-chai? It's not called an aver because it doesn't have basar gidim v'atzomes. It only has basar. So you see that without etzem, it's not considered to be metame at all. Because of that, I feel that we should be more metame if you have etzem available than if you don't. So that's one thing that I feel. And I'll tell you another reason why I feel that tumas atzomes is more likely to be metame. Let's say you have a kizayis basar. So that kizayit basar from a mace is metame b'maga b'masa uba'oil. And the same thing is true about rov atzamot. If you have a majority of the ramach evorim, so you have, instead of the ramach evorim, you have half plus one. So you have 124 plus one, then you would have enough to be metame in an oil. But if you don't have that shear, so then what happens? Chaser ha-basar, if some basar becomes chaser and it has less than a kezias, what's the din? The din is that it's tahor, completely tahor. So if any of that basar is gone, you go from the kezias that's metame in an oil to nothing, absolutely nothing. Masha Enkein, in the case where you had atzamot, and now you're missing one, so you no longer have a rov, chaser rov atzamot, it doesn't go down to nothing. It may not be metame ba'ol anymore, but it's still going to be metame b'maga u'b'masa. So then that means that we're going to be more machmir on atzamos than we are with basar. I feel the same thing is true about atzamot from an aver min ha-chai. We'll be more machmir than we would on the basar. And I'll tell you yet another proof. Now, look, let's say you have an entire mate where all of the basar on this entire mate is less than one kizayit. How is that possible? It would be possible in an embryo where you have less than a kizayit of basar. So over there, even though it represents all that there is in this embryo in terms of pure protoplasm, all of that together would be tahar. But when it comes to the Atzamais, even if you only have Rov, if you have Rov Binyano, which is most of the, as we learned, most of the building of the structure. So you have the both the leg bones and you have the thigh bone. We talked about all of this in Eilat. Or you have Rov Minyano, even though they would be small bones. So we said you have 125 bones. Even though in the embryo, they're not even a Rova Atzamais that are normally B'tame Be'oyo. In this case, if you have Rov Binyono or Rov Minyono, they would be Metame Ba'oha. So what do you see? That if Basar is missing a little bit, it's completely Tahar, even though you have all of the Basar in that mate. It needs to have a Kizayat. Now, Shein Kein, the bones of that same embryo would be Metame as long as it's a Rove. It doesn't matter how tiny that Rove is, and you need a magnifying glass to see it. So you see that the Atzamais are more Tame than Basar. And because of that, I feel that if we're going to be Machmir on the Avram and Achai to consider it like a mate, it's more reasonable to say that we'd be Machmir with the Atzamot than we should be Metame on the Basar, where we see even an entire kidney would not be Metame because it's only Basar.
It's Rova Kav, that's what it means, right? Alpha Bishem Ben Rova.
Rova, Rov or Rova, both. If there's Rov Binyano and they do have Rov Binyano, you don't need any shear. So you see, they don't need a Rov HaKav, and therefore there would be more chomer. Now, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Nechunya ask Rabbi Yehoshua, how come you are Matayer, both of them? I mean, isn't it reasonable that if we're all agreed that an Avram and Achai is metame, that parts of the Avram and Achai should be the same as the mate? I mean, I could see the difference between, the two shittas, but I don't understand why nothing should be tame. And Rabbi Yehoshua said to them, I'm very consistent. I say the fact that a Avram and Achai is metame does not make it the same as a mate at all. Imamartan b'meit, we are talking about Basar and Atzamis from a mate. The reason that that's tame is because there's a chumra of a mace of rov and rova. So there's a din, first of all, if you have rov minyano, that's a big chiddush, and it's a chumra in a mate. There's a din of rova hakav, even if you don't have that. And there's a din of the rakav hamate. Where over there, if the body was buried without anything else in that, you'll remember from Ohalot, and decays totally into nothing but leftover rakav, it's nothing but dust, completely decayed, that's a tremendous chumrah. So there, I understand why the Torah said that there's still tumah even just in the basar and just in the atzamais, but how would you apply those same concepts of Basar v'Atzamais to an Avram and Achai, where there is nothing that is similar to the din of Rov, nothing that's similar to the din of Rova, and there's certainly no din of Rakav on anything but a complete body, as we learned in Ayalayas. So obviously, the Torah does not view an Avram and Achai in the same light as it views an entire mace. So why in the world would you even think that we should be machmir on an Avram and Achai to give it other dinim of a mace? I don't see that it follows at all. Whew, that was one heck of a Mishnah, but it is Hadrinalach Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And that means that we would be ready, if it weren't a Friday, we would be ready to start a new perek. So Bezrat Hashem, we hope to see that new perek on Sunday.
This must be one of the longest Mishnayos in Shas, no?
That's quite a Mishnah. It excuses the short perek vav of Idyos. Okay, Rabosai, it's been a wonderful day so far. Let's keep it going, and we'll see you Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Go to